Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine, which was actually in a couple of months ago. And the interesting thing was that part of the magazine was on the from the front page, and then if you turn the magazine over where you usually see the back page, it was upside down, and it was this new article on your tech. Simplified. It was a bonus section. AARP, the magazine's annual tech guide, showcases new ways digital devices can benefit you in real life. So I'm going to do this whole little article. The Digital Lifeline. Tech can help older people feel more connected. It's by Lexi Pandel. Staying connected through technology may seem like second nature for younger generations. But while the kids scroll and swipe their way through constant connection, many older adults are experiencing something different. Loneliness. One in three adults aged 50 to 80 report feeling isolated, according to the 2023 National Poll on Healthy Aging, and that can have health implications. Social isolation is linked to a 50% increased risk of dementia, as well as higher risks of heart disease and stroke. A lot of research finds that loneliness is related to how long we live, says Ashwin Kotwal, a physician and associate professor of medicine in the Division of Geriatrics at UC San Francisco. Technology can offer surprisingly powerful ways to maintain and even grow relationships. In fact, 76% of adults over 50 rely on tech to keep in touch with loved ones. Here are some ways technology can help combat loneliness. Connect through online communities and forums. 74% of adults age 50 and up use social media, according to AARP research released this year. And in many cases, the platforms help them meet people beyond their friends list. After divorcing at age 60 and moving home to Louisville, Kentucky, Lisa Marcelino needed to rebuild her social group. Then she joined the Ethel Circle, facebook.com/groups, /the Ethel Circle, the Ethel Circle, a private AARP Facebook group for women interested in aging healthily. It's amazing to me how many people find comfort there. Marcelino says, a lot of people are really inspired and inspirational and send positive vibes across the feed. The experience has led her to make connections IRL in real life. Ethel participants in Louisville organize monthly lunches and occasional weekend group getaways. They also invite each other to birthday parties. It was a great introduction online, Marcelino says, but being able to hug the girls has been the most important part. Try messages, audio messages, instead of text. Texting is an effective way to stay in touch with people, but it can feel impersonal. Audio messages, short audio clips sent via messaging apps, can provide a more human touch. Send an audio message by tapping the microphone icon on your message app. Then, talk and send. The recipient clicks on the message to listen. Tracy Maurer, a 57-year-old from Castro Valley, California, sends audio messages via Facebook Messenger. I get comments from people saying, it's so great to hear your voice, enthusiasm, and emotion, she says. Play games with friends. Video games, particularly those on phones, have soared in popularity for older adults, with more than 50 million older gamers in the U.S. Many mobile phones games are social too, with in-game messaging or competition between distant competitors. That includes Words with Friends, where players compete in Scrabble-like games against friends or others online. Bridge Base Online is a popular app for playing bridge. And Duolingo is a language learning app where you can see friends' progress and compete for rewards. Set a date for a video call. During the pandemic, William Silveira, a 58-year-old from San Francisco, began weekly Zoom calls with 9 members of his family. They continued to meet virtually every Wednesday to catch up on each other's lives, share new recipes, and talk about TV shows. One of my siblings has mobility issues, so the weekly calls have become their primary source of connecting, Silveira says. Services like FaceTime, Zoom, and Google Meet offer simple ways to see the people you care about. Or join a watch party. With the right tools, watching TV can be a shared long-distance experience. Watch parties, where people view the same movie or show in sync and chat about it, are popular. Some streaming platforms offer the feature to subscribers, or try a third-party service like Teleparty, Rave, or Scener. And there's a sidebar with this item. Be sure to use some caution. To protect yourself from scammers and other criminals, approach online interactions cautiously. Be alert if a new connection quickly over-relates to you, showers you with flattery, or professes love. If there's a discussion or financial support, money or cryptocurrency, it means stop, says Amy Nofzinger, Director of Fraud Victim Support for AARP's Fraud Watch Network. Never share sensitive information like passwords or other account info. Also, be wary if someone suggests moving the conversation to another platform. They may be trying to avoid moderation and reporting tools. If you decide to meet someone, opt for a public place or a group outing. And there's no shame in cutting off a conversation or skipping a meetup that feels off. It's better to be skeptical than to lose your money. Now we have Tech Triage. Our experts answer your most pressing questions. How can I tell if a message or photo was made by AI? With AI tools becoming more advanced in creating content that looks and sounds real, it's important to understand how to verify information and images. There are some telltale signs to look for. When it comes to text or audio, if the wording seems too perfect or overly formal and doesn't match the tone of the person who supposedly wrote it or said it, it was likely AI generated. And audio that is generated by AI may sound emotionless. Another sign is when the same words or phrases are often repeated. For photos, look closely. AI often slips up on small details and creates inconsistencies in lighting and shadows, strange reflections and backgrounds, oddly positioned hands, mismatched earrings, and so on. But as AI improves, this may become more difficult to detect. For trickier cases, online tools such as Winston AI, AI or Not, or Was It AI can help. What's the best way to back up all my phone photos automatically? Most smartphones now offer built-in options for automatic backup. If you have an iPhone, set up iCloud Photos to sync photos and videos across all Apple devices. The free 5 gigabytes can hold hundreds of photos. Apple offers extra storage called iCloud Plus, starting at 99 cents per month for 50 gigabytes. For Android users, Google Photos comes pre-installed on their phones. Google account users get 15 gigabytes of free storage, but this is used by other applications too. Google offers Google One plans for more storage that start at $1.99 per month for 100 gigabytes. Amazon Prime members can take advantage of unlimited photo storage through Amazon Photos. Prime members memberships cost $14.99 per month or $139 per year. If you're not interested in Prime, the Amazon Photos app offers 5 gigabytes of storage free with paid plans starting at $1.99 per month for 100 gigabytes. Other reliable choices include Microsoft OneDrive and Dropbox. No matter which service you choose, go into its settings and turn on automatic backup. It may be listed under an option to enable backup, upload, or sync features. If possible, set it to backup over Wi-Fi to avoid using mobile data. Once set up, everything happens in the background, keeping your memory safe without any extra work. How do I stop my phone from tracking me? It's understandable to feel uneasy about your phone keeping track of your location, but it is necessary sometimes. Some features, like maps and weather updates, need to know where you are to work best. But not all apps need to know so much. You can control how much information you share. Go into your phone's settings and look for privacy or location options. There you can see which apps are asking to know your location. If location is important to an app's function, change the setting to while using the app. If not, change it to never. Within privacy settings, you can also find options related to activity tracking, such as what website you visit, and personalized ads. Consider turning off that tracking too. You can always turn it back on if you find that a particular app no longer works as it should. Next, we have help from AARP. Get the latest tech news written with older consumers in mind. You'll also find how-to articles and videos to help you master personal technology. Senior Planet from AARP, seniorplanet.org. This service offers free virtual classes and on-demand educational videos on many tech topics. Some courses require registration. Senior Planet's website also offers tech advice articles and downloadable tech guides. Senior Planet Hotline. The phone number is 888-713-3495. That number again, 888-713-3495. Looking for free help from a human? Call this phone line between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekdays or 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturdays. Patient agents will answer your tech questions. Next, we have AARP Virtual Community Center. local.aarp.org/virtual-community-center/tech-help. The VCC offers online learning events about tech. Registration is required. Then we have books, aarp.org/techbooks. It publishes books that can help with personal tech. And finally, in that part, AARP Fraud Watch Network. So it's aarp.org/Fraud Watch Network. Technology fuels fraud. Stay informed about the latest scams and how to prevent them, and get support if you or a loved one has been targeted. Next, we have how to make AI work for you. 4 ways that technology can help improve your life. It's been about 2.5 years since AI became a buzzword. That's when ChatGPT, a web-based chatbot that addresses your questions through artificial intelligence, debuted. But AI has been around for years, decades really, before that, and has many applications. Here are a few ways you can benefit. We have remote patient monitoring. Various AI-enabled wearables can detect falls, high blood pressure, troubling heart rates or glucose levels, even early signs of stroke. And health monitoring tech is moving into bathroom scales, cameras, video recording devices, and steam showers, reports elder care advocate Laurie Orlov, founder of Aging and Health Technology Watch. By leveraging AI, such devices aim to provide caregivers and loved ones peace of mind. For example, electronic room sensors and smart inserts can be strategically placed on beds, chairs, and elsewhere around a house or senior living facility to passively monitor a person's daily routines and certain health metrics without the use of intrusive cameras or microphones. Real-time alerts can be sent to caregivers if, say, the person gets out of bed at an unusual hour without returning. And a virtual care agent can pick up sounds from pods plugged in around the house that may detect if an adult is lying on the floor. If so, caregivers are immediately contacted. Doctor visit prep. All chatbots such as ChatGPT, Microsoft's Copilot, and Google's Gemini are notorious for providing unreliable information. So you should resist the urge to use AI for self-diagnosis. But these tools can help you prepare for a visit with your doctor. Karandeep Singh, a physician and chief health advocate, AI officer at UC San Diego Health, says to use a chatbot like this. You might type, "You are an oncologist. I had a question about cancer," Singh says. Then you might want to follow up with, "Make sure the answers are super easy for me to understand. I don't know much about health lingo," before typing a specific medical question. This can provide good talking points for your doctor visit, but be sure to confirm any information with medical professionals. Accessibility. The latest smartphones have AI-fueled features to help people who don't see or hear well or have issues with motor skills. Explore the accessibility setting on your device. For example, the guided frame features on Google Pixel can help a person with limited vision snap a selfie. The feature detects when one or more people, or even pets, are in or out of the frame. Audio, visual, or vibratory cues provide instructions on how to position the phone. Apple iPhones let you clone your voice. Then you can type phrases on the keyboard as the phone reads them aloud in your voice. Though initially designed for people with conditions that put their ability to speak at risk, such as ALS, anyone can take advantage of this personal voice feature. Entertainment. Finding what you want to watch on TV is an age-old problem. These days, there's so much to choose from. Netflix is addressing the issue with the help of ChatGPT creator OpenAI. It has begun rolling out an AI search tool in iOS that will let you find content on Netflix according to your mood rather than just a particular actor or genre. You could say into the microphone, "I want to watch something scary, but not too scary, and also maybe a little bit funny, but not ha-ha funny," and recommendations appear. In a similar vein, for streaming music, premium Spotify customers can create AI playlists with tunes for a mood or occasion. You might enter romantic songs to celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary, the best karaoke songs of all time, or great songs to come out of the movies. And a little recap on this, where the chat box are, go to any of these sites and start asking questions. ChatGPT.com, Copilot.microsoft.com, or Gemini.google.com. Confirm info received with a trusted source. Now I'm moving on to an article from AARP The Bulletin, Where We Stand, Staying Connected. Solo agers can be alone, but not lonely. AARP can help. The best thing about living alone is the freedom to do whatever you please, whenever you want to do it, 82-year-old female solo ager says. This month's cover story, which we have been reading about, highlights AARP's research on solo aging, a growing trend that includes more than 24 million older Americans. The findings are encouraging. Many solo agers are living life on their own terms, enjoying independence and finding fulfillment. Still, the picture is nuanced. While many embrace the freedom living alone brings, others say the hardest part is missing connection. One 57-year-old solo ager told us, "The worst thing about living alone is being lonely when there's nothing to do and not going out with friends or family." Loneliness is not just an unpleasant feeling, it is linked to many negative health consequences, including a higher risk of developing dementia, depression, even heart disease. It's also costly for taxpayers. An AARP study from 2017 found a lack of social contact among older adults is associated with an additional $6.7 billion in Medicare spending annually. AARP has an extensive array of programs that solo agers may find helpful in combating loneliness. As part of our core mission to promote lifelong fulfillment, we have always recognized that staying engaged and connected is good medicine for healthy aging. That is why we've built a growing network of partners, volunteers, and community programs to help Americans, solo agers included, pursue passions and meet like-minded people. These programs create a pathway to connection. A great place to start is aarp.org/community. Here, you'll find ways to join with like-minded people over 50, including people with groups for foodies, techies, and beyond. These options are designed for flexibility, ensuring that every solo ager can find the level of connection that feels both comfortable and meaningful. Another meeting place is local.aarp.org, a hub where you can explore nearby events, discover volunteer opportunities, and find activities that reflect what matters most to you. From caregiver support groups to learning programs and fraud prevention workshops, there is something for everyone. For those interested in volunteering, AARP offers many options. For example, Mary Lou Murray, 75, has been with AARP Foundation Tax Aid, the largest free volunteer-run tax assistance program in the country, for 12 years since her husband Don passed away, and she found herself, quote, looking for opportunities to give meaning to my life. One of our most impactful efforts is the Ethel Circle, a closed Facebook community of women who celebrate life at every age. Members connect through lively conversations, a weekly newsletter, and local Ethel gathering groups, which host a small, informal meetups that transform online ties into lasting friendships. Each connection, big or small, can enrich daily life, offering belonging, purpose, and the reassurance that you are never too old to make new friends. Living alone does not mean living lonely. AARP founder Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus once said, "Old age is not a defeat, but a victory." I encourage you to celebrate that victory by embracing your passions, exploring new interests, and building connections that bring meaning to your life. And if you need help deciding what to do, AARP may have just what you're looking for. Now, a quick article here on Your Money, Live Well for Less, Discount Grocer Smackdown, testing prices and products at Aldi, Lidl, and Trader Joe's. My husband Bill and I used to shop weekly at the local supermarket. No more. Like many other people, we're now regulars at one of the discount grocery chains that sell a limited selection of mostly private label products. To find out how much you can save at these stores, Bill and I visited three big discounts: Aldi, Lidl, and Trader Joe's, and our nearby supermarket, and here's what we found. Price. Aldi and Lidl were the hands-down winners. Their house brands often saved us 50% or more over national brands and 20% or more over supermarket private label products. For example, the regular price of English muffins at Lidl was $1.49, compared with $5.29 for the supermarket's Thomas's Original English Muffins, a 72% savings and $1.99 for its house brand. Although Trader Joe's beat national brands by about 40% on a basket of staples, milk, cream cheese, butter, and whole wheat bread, many of the chain's prices were similar to those of supermarket house brands. 2. Taste. Blind tests of 6 products had me sampling each store's house brand, plus a national brand. The takeaway: the cheaper house brand versions at Aldi, Lidl, and Trader Joe's may not taste like the brand names that you're used to. On the other hand, you might like them better. At a family gathering, we put out 5 unlabeled bowls of potato chips. 4 of them got top scores from different relatives. My advice: do your own taste test. All 3 discounters let you return what you don't like. Selection. We saw more brand names at Aldi and Lidl than at Trader Joe's. Also, we enjoyed their infamous Anything Goes aisles. Aldi Finds, informally known as Aldi's Isle of Shame, and the Lidl Middle, they feature a chaotic mix of household goods, clothing, and seasonal items. At Trader Joe's, you won't find a giraffe-shaped pool noodle, $4.99 at Aldi, or self-stirring coffee mug, that's $12.99 at Lidl. But you will discover plenty of unique grocery finds like UBT cookies, purple yarn shortbread cookies, which are yummy. Vibe. We stopped during busy weekend hours. We shopped. And despite big crowds, checkout was fast and friendly at Trader Joe's, which feels a bit like a health food store. Aldi looked like a mini supermarket with an efficient checkout area, but the Lidl store we visited was a bit disheveled, and we had to wait in a slow-moving line for the lone open register. Bottom line, if price is your priority, Aldi and Lidl are worth the trip. You can save even more by stocking up on their weekly specials. Trader Joe's may not be the cheapest, but it's a good value and carries lots of unique products. At all 3 chains, the smaller format is a plus. It can save you time. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. I do hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join me next time. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.